Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The international agreement on Iran's nuclear program moves forward today with the first meeting of the Joint Commission responsible for monitoring how both sides implement their parts of the deal. This weekend, President Obama said he ordered his administration to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran. The European Union also passed legislation Sunday allowing its members to start looking at ending sanctions. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis was asked how Tehran will react if the sanctions aren't lifted soon.
Given that the timing was something that was a real sticking point during much of the negotiations, the Iranians, I believe, know what to expect. There may be some quibbling at certain points about what marks the completion of the process, but I don't imagine there'll be any roadblocks or any major misunderstandings.
Iranian officials suggested last week the country could meet its requirements by the end of the year in order to secure lifted sanctions. Several thousand migrants remain stranded today at the Croatian-Serbian border with little food during the cold night after Hungary shut down its crossing into Croatia. Farouk Al-Hatib is a Syrian refugee.
I note that this place is not qualified, yes, to receive refugees, okay? As you see, yes, we are in cold weather, and the place is not good. As you see, yes, the mud, and yes, the crowded, yes, the place is also crowded here. And our message is for the governments, yes, please, to take in consideration our suffering.
The refugee describing conditions in one of the camps. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch.